This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you at the same time by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated, which is dedicated to teaching and sharing God's message of His kingdom that is yet to come. Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, who was born of a Virgin Mary and died to save us from our sins, is coming again and will bring us our reward. Jesus Christ is the King of God's kingdom. The kingdom is real. It's future, but it is real and will be established on this earth when Jesus Christ returns. We've been talking about Jesus' message to his disciples regarding his passion, the fact that he was going to die, and we've been looking at that from the Gospel of Luke. What Jesus pointed out to the disciples is that his death, burial, and resurrection was foretold by the prophets. And he mentions this in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 18. Because he said the things that were going to happen to him were revealed by the prophets. Luke 18 and verse 31. I'd like to have you get a Bible and write down the passages that we look at today, that you can go back and study them a second time. I want you to be able to re-examine these passages and see for yourself what the Scripture truly is saying. The hope of the world today is accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. You and I have to make that decision. Every human being must make that decision. It has to be a conscious decision by you. We do not receive eternal life because our parents made the decision for us. We have to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I'd like to have you turn to the book of 1 Corinthians this morning, and I would like to share with you some of what the Apostle Paul said regarding Jesus Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection. Jesus had preached a message of the coming kingdom of God throughout his ministry. And halfway through his ministry, according to Matthew chapter 16 and verse 21, he began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and to suffer many things, to be killed and be raised the third day. Luke chapter 18 verses 31 to 34 more clearly clarify some of the things that he was going to be experiencing. But the scriptures tell us in both Luke and Matthew that Jesus told the disciples he was going to suffer, he was going to die, and that he would rise the third day. He knew his destiny. He knew what God's plan was. God had this planned out. This was God's remedy for man's sin. We needed to be saved. We needed a redeemer. We need somebody who would save us from our predicament of sin, for which if we did not have a Savior, we would die for our sin. One individual once said that if you are born twice, you'll die once. If you're born once, you'll die twice. And what that simply means is we're born from a mother's womb. And this was questioned by Nicodemus in chapter 3 of the Gospel of John. And when Jesus told Nicodemus that he had to be born again, he questioned whether a person could go back into his mother's womb and be born again. And Jesus said a person needs to be born also of water and of the Spirit. He needs to be born again. Needs to accept Jesus Christ as Lord, Savior, and Master. This is being born twice, from your mother's womb and being born again. And if that be the case, the individual may die, but he will not die eternally. It's the mortality that we currently experience with our bodies that wear out and fall apart, or situations that where a person dies prematurely, due to some circumstance beyond their control. Sometimes it's mistakes that we make ourselves that lead to our own death. But the writer of Hebrews in chapter 9 in verse 26 says, it is appointed unto man once to die, and then comes the judgment. So we do die because of our mortality, because we are sinners, because we are sinful mortality creatures. But Jesus died that we might not have to die eternally for our sin. The Bible tells us that those who are in Christ, those who accepted Jesus Christ, will be raised back to life. And when Jesus returns, he is going to bring our reward with him. Revelation 22 and verse 12, Jesus says, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be." We will be given eternal life when Jesus returns. You don't have eternal life now. We are not immortal creatures. We are mortal creatures. And we suffer, we wear out, we eventually die. But resurrection is the hope of the Scripture. The Bible tells us that the dead will rise again. God will bring those people back to life, and he will use his Son, Jesus Christ, his agent, to perform that job. Jesus will return from the throne of God in heaven. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 10 and 11, as the disciples were watching Jesus giving his last instructions to them about staying in Jerusalem and to be his witnesses, we find these words, that while the disciples were looking steadfastly into heaven, behold, two men stood there by them in white apparel. Verse 9 previously had said that Jesus was talking to them, and while he was talking to them, he was taken up and a cloud received him out of their sight. Then we have verse 10 where that two men stood by them in white apparel and spoke to them. And these men said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into heaven? This same Jesus," by the way, not another, "the same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." The angels said, Jesus is coming again. The Bible teaches that Jesus is coming again. When Jesus comes again, he's going to raise the dead. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if you look there, write that passage down. Verse 13, the Apostle Paul said, "I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I received, how Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas and of the 12. After that, he was seen of about 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep." Isn't that an interesting passage? Paul the Apostle tells his readers at Corinth that Jesus died, as the Scripture said, that he was buried, as the Scriptures said it would happen, and that he rose again, as the Scriptures foretold, and that after his resurrection, he was seen of Cephas, or Peter, and then of the 12. And after that, and when you look at the book of Acts, there was a number of eyewitness sightings of Jesus. Verse 6 said he was seen of about 500 brethren at once. And Paul says here in verse 6 of chapter 15, whom the greater part remain unto this present, or they're still alive today, he says, in his day. But he says, some are fallen asleep. What he said was some of them have died. Some of them died. Jesus did not return immediately. Some of them died. And he goes on later in this passage of 1 Corinthians 15 to share the hope of the church. Some people said there was no resurrection. And it's something that beyond my mind's comprehension, that as clear as the Bible talks about resurrection, how some people put it in the background. The scripture says in verse 12, "Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our faith vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, we are found false witnesses of God, because we testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not, if the dead not rise. For if the dead rise not, then Christ isn't risen." Now, what he's saying in this passage is that some say there's no resurrection of the dead. Well, if that is true, then Jesus hasn't been raised. Jesus would still be dead. And then we would be found false witnesses, or we would be found to be liars, because we've been teaching, we've been preaching, we've been sharing that Jesus rose from the dead. But if there's no resurrection, then Jesus is still dead. Then the eyewitnesses are false. But he goes on in this passage, he said, "But that's not true. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. For he said, if in this long life only we have hope in Christ, if there's no resurrection, we are of all men most miserable. But Christ has been raised from the dead. God raised him back to life. It was God raised him through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost brought Jesus back to life from the grave. He did not live on for those 3 days. He died, and he was buried. He was buried in the heart of the earth. He was buried in a tomb, and he came back to life. That was what happened to Jesus. We will come back to life as well. Paul tells the church at Corinth, chapter 6 and verse 14, that by the power of God, Jesus was raised back to life. And by that same power, you and I will also be raised back to life. May God bless you as you continue to study his word.